Grace Desjardins may be just 11 years old, but she speaks with a confidence that makes her wise beyond her years. While discussing her recent foray into musical theater, she says the constant practicing for the dancing was difficult. When I repeat the old adage, practice makes perfect, she responds with, no, practice makes improvement, without missing a beat. The grade 6 Bayview Public School student recently joined the troupe of performers at the King's Wharf Theater for their latest production, Peter Pan, the Panto. This is Desjardins' first time in musical theater, and when she auditioned she didn't think she'd performed very well. Then, she learned that she was chosen along with 23 other young people from about 50 who had tried out to be in the chorus for the show. It was really surprising to me, says Desjardins. She didn't know what to expect at first, and has since learned that fast costume changes are hard, and singing and dancing on stage for more than 2 hours requires a great deal of discipline, and, of course, practice. There's a song like every 2 seconds, and some crazy mashups, explains Desjardins about the musical. One of the things Desjardins found surprising about her experience with theater is the dancing, which she didn't like when she tried dancing for a year at a local school. Adding the singing required in musical theater to the dance steps has given her a whole new perspective. I've been really impressed by learning about the choreography and the dancing, says Desjardins. David Connolly, who is directing the show, has worked with stars from Elton John to Andrew Lloyd Webber to K.D. Lang and Katy Perry. He's a former Broadway performer, a double amputee, and a recipient of the Premier of Ontario's Award of Excellence, to name a shorter list of his many achievements. At the time of our interview, Desjardins had only performed in one show, the debut matinee, and she thought everyone had done an excellent job. That evening, she saw the show herself. It was awesome, she says beaming. The show uses two groups of young people in the chorus. For her very proud and encouraging mothers, there's nothing quite like seeing their youngest succeed in trying new things and making great friends and good choices. It's great to see her be part of something bigger than herself, says Sherry Desjardins. She'll gain an understanding of all the moving parts of a production. And, she'll learn that you can create family whether it's through a team or through something like this. Grace's other mother, Joanne Steffen, calls her daughter a calisthenic kid, and you can often find her doing cartwheels down the street, or using her hoverboard, when she's not figure skating, or running. This summer, the 11-year-old attended a skate camp at Skate Georgian Bay in Wasaga Beach with Elizabeth Manley, 3-time Canadian national champion figure skater, 1988 Olympic silver medalist, and 1988 world silver medalist. As a competitor in figure skating, Grace has earned a gold medal herself. She has signed up for 3 competitions this season, where she will be performing her individual routine. I've never done that before, says Grace with excitement in her eyes. While star power like the kind Grace possesses is not the only thing fueling the young and talented performer and athlete, having strong role models is at the top of the list for her mothers. All these people are examples for her of success and hard work. That's why I was excited about Elizabeth Manley, and I was excited to read about David Connolly, says Steffen. Those are the things that give her motivation to be engaged. To add to a running list of motivating firsts, Desjardins also ran her first 5-kilometer race just a few short years ago during COVID. Grace and her mother Sherry were training together. Sherry to run a marathon, Grace to run a 5-kilometer. COVID changed things, the race was cancelled, and yet, Grace wanted to run, explains Steffen. So, she continued training. It gave us something to do, says Sherry Desjardins. One day, her mothers decided to give her the race experience, and told all their friends and family that she was going to run her 5K. So she ran along and she had no idea that anybody was coming, and was like, wait a minute, is that my uncle? As we ran along, explains Sherry. There were more than 50 people along her race route, including the local fire chief who brought out the fire engine, and the OPP ran the lights on a cruiser. It was really awesome, says Steffen. When she got home, they had made a fake finish line and a rope and she ran through it, says Sherry. Clearly, not only does running run in the family with grace, but so too does having an excellent chosen family as illustrated by the spontaneous race turnout. When Sherry asked Grace what she was looking forward to this year, thinking her daughter might answer that she was excited about a trip she has planned or cross-country running, Grace responded that she ran 6 laps of the playground at school on her lunch break. "Just for fun," says Grace. Like a tried, tested, and true runner, she says she ran alone, because no one else likes running. She has been chosen both years she has participated in cross-country to represent her school at the regional county meet. With that much motivation, you have to ask what makes a young and busy body stay so focused. The one piece of advice I would give is you're never going to be perfect at anything, and it's always going to be hard, says Grace of her many interests. It's never going to be like, okay, I got it. It's always going to be you try, and try and try at something until you get it pretty well. If you can catch Grace on the move at the Penetanguishene Skating Club, or racing cross-country representing Bayview Public School, or in Peter Pan, the Panto, running until November 25th, you're in for a treat.